Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Have you ever felt a little bit torn when someone asks you for help or asks you to do something and you can't say yes for whatever that reason might be? It could be that you're busy or it could be money, whatever that is. It happens. And we might feel obligated to say yes, or we might feel really badly about saying no. This could be, say, a colleague, a customer, or even your own leader coming to you needing something. You don't want to disappoint anyone. You don't want to be disrespectful to anyone by saying no. But you know that by saying yes to everything, it just isn't sustainable for yourself. Today, I want to talk about how leaders can say no without damaging workplace relationships or burning any bridges as well. So just a few tips here to help you. First of all, let's talk about why there's a problem to saying yes to everything. It creates burnout. It creates stress. You become very overcommitted and maybe you can't get things done. And so now you're feeling overworked, overwhelmed. You're not actually helping people. Maybe you're doing it so fast, you're giving them really bad quality work. And you might start to feel that you're losing control over your time and energy. I see a lot of managers who do this is that they'll just take on everything themselves because they don't feel that their team can do it or because their leader asked them to and they don't say no. And so it becomes very overwhelming. I was there as well at one point. So I know what this feels like. However, if we say yes to everything, we're not going to make it. If we start to say no to some things that make sense to say no to, we can feel less stressed. We can feel that we're, you know, managing our time and energy well. So how can you say no in a, say, graceful way? First of all, we always want to say thank you or at least recognize the request that is being asked. So something such as thank you for thinking of me or wow, I really appreciate that opportunity. Recognizing that they came to us for something. Then you have to be honest, but you need to be respectful. You want to share your reasoning or the why behind you not being able to help them, but without over-explaining things. You don't need to get into the nitty-gritty, especially as a leader. So something like, wow, thank you for thinking of me. I would love to help you, but right now I am just at capacity and wouldn't be able to give this the attention it needs and deserves. So basically, we're saying we can't help them. And we know it needs more attention and it needs more focus. You can offer alternatives, such as somebody else who might be able to help, or if you know that this can wait, maybe you do something in the future. So for example, you might say, hey, why don't you check in with Tara? I think they'd be a good fit to help you with this. Or do you think we could work on that next Friday? I definitely can block time off for this. If you do say a particular date and time and you block time off, do not change that. This is now a commitment. If you go then later on, you know, say Thursday and change Friday for, you know, just because of something else came up or whatever that is, it breaks down the trust barriers. You need to be committed to that Friday and that time that you blocked off, and you need to not change that on your calendar. Now, you get sick, someone dies, you know, those types of things come up, then okay. And people understand those things, but don't just change it for the sake of changing it or whatever that looks like for you in that day. Keep that commitment, focus. Also, we want to really make sure that when we do say no, that we keep the relationship strong and showing that we still care about them, right? So for example, if you have to say no, I'd still love to support you in a different way. I do know of a resource that can help with this from a previous project. Let's connect on Wednesday during our one-on-one and I will have that ready for you. So if there's any way that you can still show the support, even via a very quick resource, or maybe there is a phone number you have for somebody else or a website that you know can help them, you can just send that very small supportive resource to them so they know that you're still there. Over time, you want to practice this. You do want to come across, calm in a confident tone, but while you're saying no, and we need to make sure we're not saying no to everything, we do want to know that our people can come to us. But when we do say no, you don't want to sound apologetic or unsure of things. You need to be confident in saying no. That then creates a tone, if we say it in a apologetic way or a non-confident way, that tone can be taken negatively, such as that you're being disrespectful, or maybe that you are purposely breaking down trust barriers or breaking relationships. So remember, it is okay to protect your time and boundaries when you need to. It does make you a better leader by being able to say no in a respectful way, presenting options and potentially resources as well. So saying no isn't about closing doors on people, turning your noses up to others, or shutting people out of things. It's just about being clear, kind, professional, and intentional about what you're trying to say and when you say it. And the better you get at saying no where it makes sense, the more others will respect those boundaries and your time. And the key thing is saying no when it makes sense. If it is health and safety and someone got hurt, you're not saying no to that. You're taking care of that. If it's just something where you already have another commitment and that's when you need to say no, professionally, calmly, kindly, keeping that relationship strong. So here's a challenge for you as it's Thursday. You can do this next week. I want you to practice one graceful no and notice how it can actually open the door for better conversations and help with people's, including yours, workflows as well. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities or building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.